power of saying yes, key scripture, Isaiah 6:8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here am I. Send me. There's a defining moment in every believer's life when the call becomes personal. When you realize God isn't just asking someone to go, he's asking you, saying yes to God. Might not always come with clarity, but it always comes with calling. It won't always be convenient, but it will always be worth it. When Isaiah heard the Lord ask, whom shall I send? He didn't ask for the itinerary. He didn't wait to clean himself up. He simply responded, here I am, send me. That's the kind of posture that shifts everything. It's not about having all the answers. It's about having the right response. God isn't looking for perfection. He's looking for permission. I've learned that every yes to God invites breakthrough for you and for others. It puts your faith in a motion. Your life direction, and it lets heaven know you're available. That's how legacies are built, not with certainty, but with surrender. So if you've been waiting for a sign, this is it. Don't wait for permission to live what God already planted in you.
What is God asking you to say yes to right now? What would shift in your life if you stopped waiting and started walking? Who or what could be impacted by your obedience?